do they taste like? Do they taste more like chicken or like fish?
Well, it's most like chicken than anything else that I can think of.
I'd like to have. I've never had any. People tell me, you know, about eating them, and I can never. And you just put them in a pot and just boil them, huh?
Yes. They can get the legs out in the mold.
Mm-hmm. And well, they have little claws on them too, don't they?
Yes.
You just chop them.
I call them old. That's the famous, I call them.
They look like it.
Yes.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Chitlins.
Okay. And can the insides of other creatures be eaten?
Well, beef, paunch.
Okay.
Beef trap is crawled.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
It's chipped.
What do you call a, well, something that you'd get into if you wanted to row yourself out on a river?
Boat.
Do you have different names for different kinds of boats that you could go fishing in, or would you just call them all boats?
All of it, boats is the way I'd call it.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Beads.
Well, pretty what of beads? Say a string of beads or a pair
of beads? String of beads. String of beads, I mean. String
okay.
of beads. Get the right track.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really...
Whipped him.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Calf of his legs.
Okay. When people are squatting down like that, have you ever heard him say he got down on his hunkers or his haunches or something like that?
His hunkers.
Mm-hmm. And that would be if he was squatting down. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really...
He was stingy.
Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
He don't look right.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like dutchy or slouchy or tacky to mean that?
No, I don't use that.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Dressed up.
And if you were talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...
Dressed up.
What word would you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well?
The extra good be living.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say something like, she sure is peart for her age or spry?
Yes, ma'am. Peart for her age.
And that would mean lively.
Yes, lively.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is?
He just hard lazy.
Just hard lazy.
Okay. Let's call it.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Tree?
Mm-hmm. It goes tap, 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 tap.
Woodpecker.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Would you ever use an expression like ever which way or every which way to mean things just went off in all directions?
Well, I'd use it, it went this way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I would use it then.
Okay. Well, if you were talking about, say, an explosion, and you wanted to tell somebody that the pieces of metal or whatever just went?
Everywhere.
Okay. What do you call an old house that people might say spirits lived in?
Well, I'd call it old outhouse.
Okay.